Can you be too fat to have a kid? I'm going to introduce you to Gary Stocklaufer, who lives on the other side of Missouri, in Independence, Missouri, and has been told by a court that he can't adopt his cousin's baby because he's too fat. Gary's joining us live here on KMOX this afternoon. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hello, Paul. I'm doing just fine.
How much do you weigh?
I weighed, last week, I weighed 516 pounds.
516. And tell me who the baby is.
The baby is Max.
And how's he related to you?
He is my cousin.
Okay. So how did Max come into your life? And tell me the story of what's happened to you.
Okay, little history lesson here real quick. My cousin... she's been in and off of drugs for the last 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had six other children besides Max. The first one died approximately 3 to 6 months due to SIDS. And her other five children have been given away to other family members because she cannot take care of them. Well, she knew that my wife and I had once adopted before and that my wife couldn't have kids. So she wanted us to... you know, watch him for a period of time, and then she later decided to go ahead and let us adopt him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was born on April the 14th of this year, and then a week later, we went down, got to see him and hold him, and had some preliminary paperwork signed, and then later on, first part of May, she actually signed the parental rights away and, you know, gave us the authority to adopt him.
And so you had to go to court to get this approved, right?
Yeah, everything we did was pre-planned by the court. You know, there's certain steps that you got to follow. And we never knew that weight would have been an issue because I adopted approximately 6 years ago another son of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually my wife's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the same, you know, actually I'm 50 pounds lighter because I've lost 50 pounds in the last 2 months. So... I mean, I was the same size as I was when I adopted my other son.
Mm-hmm.
Same judge, same lawyer. The only thing's different is the guardian ad litem.
That's the person who's appointed to look for the best interests of the baby?
Yes.
Yeah, and that guardian ad litem told the court that he or she did not think that it was appropriate for a person of your size to adopt a child of this age?
Yes, they said they had some health concerns that I may... develop diabetes, or I may develop sleep apnea, and I wasn't allowed, you know, there was a lot that I wasn't allowed to say. A skinny person could get diabetes or sleep apnea. I could be struck by lightning walking out of my house or in a car wreck, or anybody for that matter. So, I mean, that just doesn't fly with me, and her and the judge, for some unknown reason, they have it out for big people. I mean, it's blatant obvious because it should have never have gotten to it, but there was nine. We went to court on the 29th of last month, and at that particular time, that's when the judge said that he was looking for other families, which I'm trying to adopt my cousin. There should have been no question. My weight has never stopped me from anything I wanted to do.
How is your health? Do you have diabetes? Do you have sleep apnea? Do you have any big health problems besides your weight?
No. My doctor, as a matter of fact, some people may or may not know that when you go to adopt a child in the state of Missouri, you must have a adoption physical. I went and had that. I passed it with flying colors. The doctor said that I could stand to lose a little bit of weight, which I'm dramatically doing with the guidance of my two physicians. I'm on an excellent diet, and... the judge and the guardian ad litem didn't like that answer. They just couldn't believe it.
Gary, how about your mobility? You said your weight hasn't stopped you from doing anything you've wanted to do.
Like your other son, who's now almost 7 years old, Bobby.
He'll be 8 here in a couple of weeks.
All right, almost 8 years old.
Yeah.
So I mean, can you go out in the yard and play ball with him? Can you? I mean.
Yes. Yeah. We matter of fact, we go to the park at Lake Tacoma, which like a nature preserve park type thing, and we go play ball. We'll play soccer in the backyard. We'll go play basketball, and we go on nature hikes. We go feed the buffalo. So, and we just got back from a 2-week vacation in Orlando, Florida, you know, Disney World and all of that. And as you well know, you got to walk.
And no problems for you health-wise with that?
No. I did just fine.
What's your recourse at this point? Can you appeal in this scenario of adoption?
Well, the initial, yesterday we filed a motion for a rehearing. And if the motion's reheard, they can, of course, approve us and give my son back to us. Or if it's not heard within 40 days, it's considered denied. And then we start the appeal process in the appellate court.
Where is Max while all this is going on?
He's with another family in adoptive custody. We were supposed to have gotten to see him this last Friday. We got a phone call because of the media coverage. They are denying us to see him. The family's attorney that has him said that if they let us see him, that he would withdraw from their case. So they're ultimately trying to adopt him, too.
And I want to go back here and point out again that the judge who was overseeing this case is the same judge who okayed Bobby coming into your life 6 years ago.
Yes, sir.
This is a question I didn't think I'd have to ask you, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Sure.
Is your wife, Cynthia, a big woman?
She's average. She's not skinny. She's not a heavyset person. I mean, yeah, she's probably hovering 200, but I mean, she gets around good. There's nothing health-wise wrong with her.
Has anybody seen you and Bobby and ever said anything to you about your size?
Never.
And what's the reaction been since this news first came out a few days ago?
Well, my friends and close family and whatnot, they just overwhelmingly cannot believe that the judge could have this kind of power, you know, especially to be able to discriminate against a larger person. Weight should not have a bearing on love. You know, I can understand it if I was bedridden. There's people my size that can't even walk, and I get out there and run with my son. I'm not talking just two-step. I'm talking run.
Are you and Cynthia foster parents? Have you had other kids in the house?
Yes, we've been licensed foster parents before, and that's another thing that I brought up on another show yesterday. We've been good enough to be licensed foster parents for the state of Missouri. We were licensed foster parents, and I was the same size. They seen fit that I was okay to go through their courses and classes, be licensed foster parents, but now I'm trying to adopt my own son. Miraculously, I have a problem with it.
Yeah. Gary, I understand some doctors there in the Kansas City area have offered you the option to have gastric bypass surgery. Is that true?
I've not been made aware of any in Kansas City. That would definitely be great. I have been made aware there's a few physicians in Houston and I think one in Florida that mentioned something about the lap band offering, you know, full cost, no cost to me, which I can't, you know, words can't express the gratitude that I feel for that. I just want my son home, and as soon as I could get him to have the surgery, the better off, you know, that way I could get my son home. So I feel outside of, you know, my own health having the bypass surgery, I feel that it'd be beneficial getting my son home.
But you don't feel like you should have to go that route to get your son back?
No, I don't feel it, but I feel that it would be beneficial to me. You know, granted, it would be better for my health. I know, I'm no dummy, but outside of diet, I know that's the route that I need to take.
Have you always been a big guy, Gary?
Yeah.
At what point in your life did you pass like 300, 400, 500?
I was in junior high school, weighing over 350 pounds. I was
Did you play football?
Yes, I was wearing NFL pads in junior high school.
Mm.
So, I mean, weight, I've always, and my family's large people. You know, we've been good people, upstanding citizens of the community. I mean, for Christ's sake, I'm a clown for the Shriners in Kansas City.
Mm.
And, you know, I love kids. I'd do anything for them, and this has been a big hurdle that I will overcome, and I just cannot believe that the state and especially the governor and the senators could allow something like this to go on. I just don't understand it, because there was a news interview, a lady from DFS said that weight is not an issue when
but they specifically told you that it was, right?
Yeah, in court. And see, that's something that's not getting out because the court records are sealed, and if the media could get a hold of the actual court transcripts, they would understand, because there was questions that the judge should never have been allowed to ask in court, and that's not being able to play out because the media cannot get their hands on it because adoption records are sealed.
Well, tell me what else they asked you that you thought was inappropriate.
Well, one thing that they said, they had mentioned about the caseworker. Her cousin or some relative of hers was going in for bypass surgery, and it was a skinny person, and they passed away. And questions about my side of the family, how old were my grandparents and stuff like that. You know, granted, that's skimming the age perspective to see how long I'd live. But then the judge sat there, and I don't know if he did it on a calculator. He said, well, you're only going to live to be 63. Well, mighty funny. I've got grandparents that live close to 100, you know.
How old are you now, Gary?
I'm 34, getting ready to turn 35.
Almost 35 years old.
And that's one thing that I'd mentioned to my attorney, and he kind of chuckled. I wish the judge could get off of his high horse pedestal in court and do what I do for a living. You know, he has no idea. I mean, if you're not physically fit for the type of job that I do.
What do you do?
I deliver brand new semis from the factory to the dealership for, can I mention the company? Or
sure.
Auto Truck Transport.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a member of IMAW. And you have to physically be fit to take they're stacked on top of each other, and you have to take these big semis apart from each other. You have to do that by yourself. And mm-hmm. If you're not fit, you can't do it.
So you're not and pardon me for using this phrase, you're not some big old fat guy who's sitting on his couch all day long eating Cheetos and just looking at the kid on the floor while somebody else is taking care of the kid. You're a guy who's active and you're involved in the kid's life. And am I painting the picture right here?
Pretty much. And my wife's the same thing. She, you know, we love kids so much, she took a job to where she could be home with the kids. She drives a school bus for a local school district in Fort Osage School District.
Let me ask you one last question. I got to run here, Gary. And
sure,
I'm going to take some calls from some of my listeners, see what they have to say about this. But if you had not gone to court and gone through this whole official adoption procedure and thus avoided all of this mess, was there a way that you could have just been the guardians of this child, since your cousin couldn't handle Max, that you could have kind of done an end run around the system here? Or did you have to do it the way you did it and get caught up in this?
Legally, we had to do it the way we did it because, being licensed foster parents, we knew that there was legal steps that you had to take, and that if you tried to skirt the law, you'd be in violation, and you know, I'd be sitting in jail right now versus trying to fight for my son.
Well,
you know,
I hope you get him, Gary. I appreciate your sharing your story with me and my listeners this afternoon.
Thank you.
There's Gary Stocklaufer from Independence, Missouri, and son Max, who we can't have because he weighs 516 pounds. Not Max, but Gary.